Record it. Okay. Recording has just started. Let me just make sure we're recording. Okay. I'm sorry, folks. I have to re-record the beginning of this. The recording started delayed. This is the June 27th, 2020 meeting of the Board of Governors of Black Point Beach Club Association. The meeting agenda and calling number have been posted. The meeting is being recorded live via teleconference, and the minutes and recording will be posted. Attendance has been taken. Present are Cheryl Colangelo, Steve Beauchamp, Rick Deschenko, Will Fountain, Mike Johnson, Phil Lombardo, Bill McDowell, Brooke Stevens, Secretary, Al Capoza, Treasurer, Jim Moffitt, Association Manager. The purpose of this meeting is exclusively for nominations and the elections of two board members. So we have information posted on two people who will be nominated today, and of course we are open for any more nominations.
Diane, can I call you back? I'm on a meeting for our association.
Diane, stop talking.
No, I'm not talking. I'm just listening. I'll call you back in a little while.
We'll get you muted in a minute, Diane, and then you can do whatever you want. Okay, so we're going to have nominations, repeating myself, but I know not everybody was expecting exactly what's going to happen. So we know of two nominees. We are still open for any other nominations from the floor. And, in fact, when people vote, they can vote for someone who has not been nominated as well. So nominations are now in order for the Board of Governors. But wait a minute, and I'm going to open up Q&A so that whoever wants to make a nomination, and if any nominees want to make any comments, you'll dial *6, and I will try to recognize you to match up the nomination. I'll let you know as soon as this gets set. Thanks, Steve. So if you would like to make a nomination, we do not need seconds for this procedure. If you'd like to make a nomination, and once someone has been nominated, we can access you so that you may make statements. So we will wait to hear nominations. We are not assuming that because we posted names that those individuals are nominated. That has to happen now. Can I tell you how many people are on?
40-something.
Oh, I see it now that I'm on Q&A. Oh,
okay.
Okay, hang on, Sue. Susan Coppola, I am going to unmute you. Okay, Susan Coppola.
Good morning. This is Rich Coppola with Susan, 10 Blue Heron Road. I would like to nominate someone.
Go for it.
Okay, it's my pleasure to nominate Sharon Sweeney Bruce, 53 Seaspray Avenue, as a candidate for the Black Point Beach Club Board of Governors. Sharon is a lifelong resident of Black Point, growing up at her family's home next to the clubhouse, and now as a homeowner. The Board of Governors has faced unprecedented challenges this year. These challenges are likely to continue into the near future and may extend for many years to come. A strong, cooperative, respectful board will be vital to the continued success of the beach community. With over 30 years of association management and volunteer experience, Sharon would be an asset to the Board of Governors. In addition to her tenure as a nonprofit executive director, she has served as president, chair, and secretary treasurer of several organizations. She knows the challenges of being a volunteer leader. Sharon has also mentored executive directors and volunteer boards and has provided strategic planning facilitation. Sharon has provided comment and suggestions in the past to the Board of Governors to assist in making the most of all that is the beach community has to offer. She understands that listening to the constituency, providing relevant information, and ensuring transparency are pillars to building trust. Please see her complete curriculum on the BPBC Facebook page. Thank you.
Thank you, Richard. Sharon, would you like to make a statement so people can hear your voice? I know they've seen your picture. Okay, let me just unmute you.
Hi, thank you very much. Cheryl, can you hear me?
We can. We've got the speaker on tonight.
Okay. Gee, sorry, I wasn't sure. So,
yeah.
Thank you, Rich, for the nomination. I'd welcome the opportunity to serve on the board. And if anybody has any questions, I'm happy to answer them. But as Rich said, my curriculum vitae is up on the Facebook page. So,
thank you, Sharon. If anyone else would like to make a nomination, please call in *6. Suggestions. I know of two other folks. We're waiting. I'm not sure if the people that are attempting to make a nomination may be running into some glitches. So if you would have patience, I am aware of two other potential candidates. Yes, Phil.
Were the people who were already nominated, put the information on what? Were they aware that they had been nominated?
Yes. I think I posted that nominations will be happening at the meeting. Well, Bob Chalky's on now. And there's one other person I heard of this morning.
And I think we should call him and make sure that he understands the situation.
Well, the third person, Bob, I'm going to get you in a second. The third person we may call, because I was told this morning that there was one more nomination, and we'll see if we can get in touch with that person.
I'm just concerned. I didn't want him not to be...
Yeah, no, we wouldn't let that happen.
Because he
goes... Yeah, fair enough. Thank you. I don't know if you all heard that, but Phil wanted to make sure that people that posted their information knew that indeed they still needed to be nominated at the meeting. And we have Bob Trocky here, so that part's okay, and I'm going to recognize him in a second. Soon. Okay, Bob, or Cindy.
Yes, it's Bob. Thank you. Hello, everybody. I'm Bob Trocky. Was kind of hesitating for a moment. I expected John Reeder to supply the nomination. But my information is on the website. We live at 22 Blue Heron Road. I feel that I would provide representation to the southern part of the community, which has been somewhat lacking in recent years, and our voices are not completely heard. I also would represent all of the members of Black Point. I feel that the actions of the board in recent years have, lacked accountability and transparency, and that is something that is badly needed. My role is my full-time job is as an actuary. I am used to having to deal with financial decisions on a day-to-day basis that balance the needs of my company and the customers that we serve, and that is the role that I would take as a member of the board is providing fair and balanced analysis of decisions and making sure that we have sound caretaking of the valuable revenues that we have and make sure that we don't overspend and that we hold the contractors that we hire accountable for the work that they do and that we protect the interests of Black Point. We are a municipality, and that offers us some unique status here in the state of Connecticut, and I don't feel the board has taken that into account always in their decisions, and that our rights have been infringed upon by others outside of our association, and I am interested in making sure that those rights, are supported and defended as they should be. So I appreciate your vote this morning, and look forward to serving Black Point into the future as a member of the Board of Directors. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. Are you nominating yourself?
I'm not sure if John is on the call, but yes, I nominate myself, Bob Trocher, 22 Blue Heron Road.
Thank you. All right. We have Alyssa Zito, and I'll be unmuting you in a second, Alyssa. Okay.
I'm sorry. This is actually Ed Zito, Z-I-T-O, of 57 Nehantic Drive. And I am pleased to put in nomination for the community's consideration, Janet Bonelli, B-O-N-E-L-L-I, of 27 Cottage Lane. Janet is a professional project manager consultant. She has consulted with a number of companies, including Pfizer, Merck, Eversource, and municipalities. She's highly regarded in her industry for project management, which, as we know, is a critical attribute for consideration on the Board of Governors. Janet and her husband, Tom, have lived on Cottage Lane since 1996. Their kids have been educated locally, and as I mentioned, they are year-round residents. Janet embodies what I think historically Black Point has been all about, and that is standing for each other, our community, our beach association, all of the assets, but most important, the families that have had the fortunate ability to reside here. And again, as year-round residents, as you probably see them walking and running and exercising in the community, I think they would be extraordinary complement to the fine job that the Board of Directors, the Board of Governors has done in this very, very challenging period. So in nomination, I place the name of Janet Bonelli.
Thank you, Ed. Janet, I am assuming this is you. I just have a wireless caller. So wireless caller 608-4839. If I recognize you and you are not Janet, I'm going to ask you to wait a minute so that Janet can have a chance to introduce herself.
So I am Janet Bonelli, and I am a late entry. We're soon to be empty nesters, and we really wanted to get involved more with the community. You probably know my kids. They ride around the golf cart all the time. My son was supposed to have an internship in New York City, but he's doing beach patrol and loving it, so that's good. My degree is in business management. I've worked for a local company called Seabrook Associates for the past 25 years out of Essex. I'm currently consulting at Eversource, doing project controls, which is cost and schedule, for a $1 billion capital project. If I can be of any help, I know Access, I know Excel. I'm very good with all of the defining of projects and how they should be managed. So I'd love to help, and I'd love to be on the committee. And again, we're going to be empty nesters, so we're looking for something to do.
Thank you, Janet.
You're welcome.
We're going to keep the board open for a while in case there are any other nominees. In order to prepare for the setup at 10 o'clock, there's some last-minute things we'll have to do. So if we don't have any more nominations by 9:25, we will close until 9:45 and then open the teleconference up again in case there are any last-minute nominations, because nominations will end at 10 o'clock, and that is when voting will start. Voters, please do not come through the front door of the clubhouse. There will be some people directing you. You'll be walking around to the back or driving to the back of the clubhouse and waiting in the lot, either in your cars or in person. Please socially distance. Please wear a face mask. And Jim Moffitt and Linda have spent the morning setting up a safe environment for people to vote. So there will be signs. You'll register outside of the clubhouse. Then a certain amount of people will go into the clubhouse to vote at tables. There are little X's on the floor, so you can be separate. We will only allow as many people in the clubhouse as one time as there are X's on the floor. And so to avoid a backup, just stay where you are, whether you're waiting to vote or waiting to get into the clubhouse. Until you're beckoned, and once you have filled out your ballot, the names will be posted by the balloting tables. Please exit out the front door of the clubhouse, and depending on your alphabetical number, go to the right or go to the left, and put your ballot in the ballot box. There are two ballot boxes, and then grab a donut. There's only two choices so that we don't have to spend a lot of time getting crowds. So just grab a donut and please leave. Say hello to your friends and neighbors off of the premise of the clubhouse so we can keep it safe here. Thank you, everybody, for participating in this. And again, I'm going to keep this open for 5 more minutes and then open again at 9:45 in case somebody has a change of mind, not to not run, but to additionally run. Okay, so thank you, everybody, and we'll stand for 5 minutes. Attendees.
Multiple people on each arm.
Good point.
Probably 70.
Yeah. That'd be great.
Patty, about what time do you want to go up? Because we can go up early.
Ed, I got you on the mic. Oh, never mind. You keep talking, and I'm gonna mute everybody. Somehow I managed to not mute you. So I'm muting you now, Ed, and you can have a private conversation. There we go. Okay, I'm going to mute everybody. Sorry, I left some of you open. And we do have a call from Carol Ward. Carol, I'm going to open you up as soon as I make sure everybody else is muted. All right, I am recognizing Carol Ward.
Yes, this is Carol Ward speaking at 23 Blue Heron Road. I know that Bob Trokey nominated himself because the party who was to nominate him apparently had trouble with the phone system or such. And so I would like to make sure to renominate him and tell you that he has done extensive research involving Black Point, our charter, et cetera. He has spoken at the town meetings regarding Black Point and has shown his excellence at those meetings, and his knowledge and willingness to defend Black Point at all times. I think he would be a worthwhile person on our board because he does know so much about Black Point at this time with all the research that he has done. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Carol. We are still open for another few minutes for nominations, and again at 9:45 we'll reopen for 15 minutes for anyone that has last thoughts. Linda, if I give you the names, would you fill them in on the walls of the candidates? Thank you so much. A little scrap paper here. Okay, we have in alphabetical order Janet. And leave a little space in between in case somebody else calls in.
Not a problem.
Bonelli, Sharon, Bruce, and Bob Trokey. You're the best, thank you.
I was going to volunteer to that, but nobody would be able to read it.
You're not good at being illegible, writing out prescriptions.
Yeah. There go the prophets. We should have people vote by donut.
Yeah.
You know, four person take that shot, would you count at the end to see? Look at you.
And thanks to Mike, we have coffee for people who are working.
Huge.
Thank you, Mike.
You have to be awake.
Huh? Linda, what's your last name?
Thompson.
Thompson. Okay, I just wanted to thank again Jim Moffitt and Linda Thompson for getting here at 7 o'clock to set up the environment so it's safe for everybody. No, they're leaving to vote, or they're leaving to have breakfast in preparation for voting. By the way, for those of you who are listening, you don't have to come exactly at 10. The polls will be open till noon, and if you stagger, not physically, but if you stagger, the lines won't be as long. So feel free to come at 10:15, 10:30. Just please don't come at 5 to 12, because we want to get organized to count those ballots so that you folks can have a response in a reasonable amount of time. We are hoping that the ballots will be counted and we will have the results at 12:30, at which time we will reestablish communications and announce those that who have been elected. And it is 9:25 now, so I am going to sign off and hope to see you all sometime between 10 and 12.
I come back at 9:45, right?
Yes. Yep, 9:45, we'll tune in again. Now I've got to figure out how to do this. Okay. I think it leaves and I just close it. I have to turn it off, right? Actually, Brooke, is it better for me to disconnect entirely rather than leave it running? Okay.
Mute us?
Yeah.
I think if I close it, the microphone's going to be muted, right?
I don't know if you close it. I mean, it should say whether it's muted or not. No?
It depends how long it takes to sleep, but I would just mute everyone.
We can't mute us because we're not on. It's how do we have it not pick up ambient noise?
Can't you mute all? Is there no...
Yeah, can't you just mute at the bottom next to the audio?
Is that just muting people calling in, or is that... Because this is meant to be a teleconference.
Right. Yeah.
Unless I mute me. I guess if I mute me.
Right. See, then we'd work
together.
That's the only...
Can I do that?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to get rid of the question and answer. Okay. So, I'm sorry, where?
The bottom left, to see where it's mute.
Resumes at 12:30.
Hello.
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 Is there someone there?
Hello.
I don't think we're connected.
Who's there?
The Masseys.
Okay. They just ended.
Jean,
they just ended the meeting, and they're going to start back up at 9:45.
Okay.
They got 3 nominations.
Can you tell me who they are?
Sharon Bruce, Bob Toshi, and Janet Benelli.
Benelli? Bruce?
Yeah,
Benelli. The first one? Thank you.
Two of them are on the website, on the Black Point website. Sharon and Bob are on the Black Point website, and then Janet Benelli nominated this morning. I mean, they were all nominated, but she added.
Okay. Thank you very much. So, Swan, the first one was Swan?
No, Sharon Bruce, which is on
Sharon
the website.
Sharon Bruce. Yep. Okay, thank you very much.
On the Black Point website, and then voting will start up there at 10 o'clock.
Thank you so much. Sorry to interrupt.
No, not a problem. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Mary Ann O'Neill.
Sue Chodorov.
Roberta Martin.
Is there anything happening?
I hear you.
Yeah, but do we hear anybody else?
No, I don't know. I know I tuned in late, but...
You what?
I tuned in late, so I lost track of time. So I don't know if... Did you ring in at 9?
I tried about 9:15, and I heard voices in the background, but it never seemed as though I was getting through.
Oh.
And now, what does that mean?
It failed. That means
hello to those who are on this call. My name is Colleen Chapin. The board is in a pause right now while they're setting up the clubhouse. Okay. They will get back on this call at 9:45. So what I would do is just go ahead, leave your phones on, put yourself on mute, and they should be back in about 5 minutes and
terrific.
Carry on from there.
Great. Right, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. All right.
Lick me. I don't like licking.
contacted anybody about the vote? Okay, because I just got a text from Phil. No,
Karen,
he said good
Comer.
Job. He must have been listening.
No,
I know it's supposed to mute, but is this a way to vote, or can you also just vote up at the clubhouse?
Anna Pinelli.
Phil and Andrea are going up to vote. Well, they didn't say when, but... Don't be running by the clubhouse and taking all the good donuts, Jenna.
Joan Hayes and Mary Cahill.
Joan Hayes and Mary Cahill just called in. They're picking up again at 9:45 to keep the nominations open until 10 o'clock as prescribed by the attorney.
Right, right. That's what we wanted to listen to.
So is, just I have a question. So is this, does anyone know, is this a way to vote, or do we still go up to the clubhouse to vote?
This was for nominations, and I think you have to go to the clubhouse to vote.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
I have no idea if they've nominated anybody else.
Three people have been nominated.
Is that the two that were on the website and someone?
Yes.
Who was the and? Do you know?
Yes, Janet Finelli.
Ah, okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I've got a son, listen. It's over. Yeah, I'm in the house. My room call. Who's that? What's your phone?
Oh.
All right, it's 9:04. Oh, wait a minute. Let me record this. I'm sorry. We are recording it. Okay. It is 9:45. We're open for any more nominations for the next 15 minutes. At that point, we will recess from the teleconference and resume at hopefully 12:30 or as shortly after that as the ballots are counted so we can give you the results. I have Bob Crane or Sue Chatteroff.
Yes. Can you tell me who's been nominated? I tried to get in earlier and couldn't.
Okay, you are in, and did you want to know who the nominees are?
Yes.
Okay. Just in alphabetical order, Janet Finelli, Sharon Bruce, and Bob Trokey.
Thank you.
Thank you for voting.
Cheryl?
Yes. We can
Hi.
Hear you.
Alice Burrell.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you after all. Who?
Alice Burrell.
Okay, yes.
Hi. I just have a quick question. When we go to vote, there are three nominations. Are we voting for one person and then you tally whoever came in first, second, and third?
Thank you for asking for that clarification. Everyone will get one ballot, and you will put two names on it. There are two openings, three candidates. Thank you, Alice. I forgot to clarify that.
So we vote for two names.
Exactly. And I will ask the people registering everyone to remind people of that.
Excuse me, Cheryl, this is Colleen. You might want to remind people repeatedly for the next 10 minutes that it's star 6 to be recognized.
Thank you, Colleen. I will do that, as did you. Thanks. Okay, as Colleen said, if you are trying to get through to make a nomination, dial the call-in number and then dial star 6. And we will be open for business until 10 o'clock, at which point we will be open for balloting. Sorry, I lost track. Did I already recognize you? Probably. Okay, I'm assuming that's the person I recognized and they left. We have someone else.
Karen.
Okay. Yes.
So there's only in-person voting. There is no voting on phone if you're not.
That is correct. Yes.
All right. Thank you.
You're
still
welcome.
Continue to listen.
That doesn't mean we're off. That means the machine just cleared the names of people who called. So if you want to make a nomination or if you have a question, please dial star 6 after you dial the call-in number. I guess dial isn't the word anymore. But I don't like the word punch. Touch. Thank you. Hang on, I'm just getting back to the page so I can recognize the person that, oh, that must have been someone leaving.
Hi, Cheryl. It's Dorothy. I heard my name.
Hi, Dorothy.
You need help?
Cindy, would you ask if they need a fourth for registering? Actually, how would you feel about standing in the clubhouse or sitting in the clubhouse for crowd control to make sure there's no more people coming in than there are spaces to vote? There are four people there?
No.
Oh, we could use you either way. We would be delighted to have you at 10.
Okay, thank you, Cheryl. Bye-bye.
Thank you. If you want a last minute to join in, dial *6. And a general announcement to the public. Thank you, Billy McDowell, for making sure the donuts got here. Please get them individually. Don't crowd. Leave 6 feet between you and the donut and the next person.
I can't reach that.
Is that a 20 donut distance?
Billy, there are a box of plastic gloves, if you wouldn't mind. When you... Great. And then I think if we just lay a bunch of donuts out on napkins, and people can just come and select one.
You want Salem yesterday, Mike?
Yeah.
Good.
Great. Set the website down.
Nice. Yeah.
Cindy, if we need... Oh, no, I think... Where's Mike? Mike, were you going to help with donuts and ballot box? Great. So when it comes time, people put their ballot in and then just make sure that they take a donut and people don't fumble up. We'll try to get them out smoothly. Thank you. All right, we're going to close up recess in 2 minutes. So speak now, dial *6 now, or forever hold your peace until noon, 12:30, at which point we will open up again. Balloting ends at noon. That means we're closing at noon, so please come before then, but feel free to stagger. You don't need to all come at 10. It'll just make for longer lines. Thank you.
Do you need a motion to close nominations?
Do we need a motion to close nominations?
No.
Okay.
So, board members, if you don't have an assignment and you choose not to hang around, feel free to leave and come back 12:15. But if you want to wait and see how things go, if we need a little bit of extra help in helping people get figure out where they're going, that would be great too.
Well, we can go ahead and vote, correct?
You can. Well, technically, you can at 10.
Another minute. Take your time walking out.
And feel free to bring chairs outside if you want to hang out and be sitting down. Just stay away from the balloting. That was for the board, folks. If you're coming from the community to vote, please come in, vote, grab your donut, and leave. Don't stay on the clubhouse grounds because we're not set up for social distancing other than for voting. All right, it is 10 o'clock. We are going to recess the Board of Governors meeting until 12:30. Nominations are now closed. You can always vote for someone that has not been nominated if you so choose. Thank you, everyone. I know, right? Well, it's late enough.
So just have to go out the door and say, did you know? Move off the property and you just
yep.
There.
Yep, just not on the property. The whole idea is to keep people separated, so.
Where's the paper to vote on?
I put out a bunch of, everybody gets one. They're not out on the table?
A packet here and a packet.
Oh, sorry.